Let's talk technical analysis on Money Life, and there's nobody I'd rather do that with than John Kosar, Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. AsburyResearch.com, also AsburyInvest.com if you are looking for more information. John Kosar, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be here.
It's particularly good to have you because, quite honestly, the technical talk of late has calmed me down because it's been the one thing that, like, technicals have been working at a time when the market is getting a little crazy. I mean, you know, bad news is good news is bad news. Inflation is coming, but it might not be coming. Interest rates are going up unless they don't. We've got a recovery, but it could be over quickly, but it might be continued. There's a lot of stuff going on in the market. The technicals have seemed to be working, but of course, what they've been saying is the market seems to be going sideways. So what are you taking out of it right now? I mean, where are we headed from here?
Well, right now we're headed up. And the reason for that is since mid-February, I saw things that I didn't like. I saw there are three typical leaders. You know, there's more, but I think the main three typical leaders that you see in a healthy bull market that is able to sustain itself is you see outperformance, relative outperformance by either small cap or semiconductors or technology. So since February, March, we had the Russell 2000 underperforming the S&P 500. We had the SOX index, the PHLX Semiconductor Index, also underperforming, and we had both of the NASDAQs underperforming. That's why you saw the sideways move in the S&P 500. The S&P 500 was able to stay up above support because there's a lot of liquidity in the market right now, and the buy the dip phenomenon is about as strong as I've ever seen it. I've been doing this for 40 years. So every time we came down to the 50-day moving average in the S&P 500, it was Pavlov's dog. The bell rang. Everybody bought stocks. But under the hood of the market, the leaders weren't leading. That changed really this week. That changed. You started to see outperformance from the NASDAQs. First, it was the NASDAQ 100, which is the large cap index, and then it was the comp. And now we're close to getting a breakout in the semis. So that's this kind of little breath of fresh air that's coming to the market as we're getting some leadership again.
How high can we go? What's the limit here? What's the next level where we could have problems?
Yeah, let me preface that by just kind of a reality check here. I think the S&P 500 is up 95% since the lows back in March of last year. So I always like to say that first because I don't want to sound like this is happy talk. The market is very overextended by a lot of different types of metrics. You know, the percent that the S&P 500 is above the 200-day moving average, that's elevated, very elevated. Sentiment's too bullish. Put-call ratios are too low. I could go on and on. But I've seen breakouts just this week. I've announced them to clients earlier this week in three or four different industry groups that are subsets of the technology sector. And they generally suggest if we can hold the breakouts that we're making this week, we could see another 10% in tech in some of these industry groups. So that means some of these industry groups may be up 10 or 11. Maybe the NASDAQ composite, which is a broader index, might be up 8 or 9. But it's meaningful here. It's not just another couple of percent. But the caveat there is tech has to continue leading. These breakouts have to continue to get money fed to them. I need to see asset flows going into XLK, which is the spider ETF that follows the technology sector. So I'm kind of watching all of these little vital signs. But right now, as improbable as it might be, I think there could be another 10% on this.
If we can't achieve that and we don't have that breakthrough, what's your downside right now?
Well, the downside, the market's kind of like a rubber band, to totally oversimplify it, but it's a mean reversion thing. The market gets overextended. That's what the overbought talk is. And then it comes back to the mean. And I think for more of a strategic basis, a lot of people look at the 200-day moving average as being the mean. You know, the S&P is trading what at 42.66 right now. The mean, if you look at that as the 200-day moving average, is 3,800. So, you know, 400 or 500 points in the S&P 500 just takes you back to the mean. The way I'm judging that is the S&P 500 has done something very unusual this year. It has tested the 50-day moving average seven times since January 29th of this year. The last time was last week, the very end of last week. It got down there, you know, kind of kissed it for a day and a half, and then off it went. You know, it's making new highs as I'm talking to you. So if that level is broken, and it changes a little bit every day, and there's a couple of other levels I've integrated in there. Right now, it's like 4183 to 4165. If that area breaks in the S&P 500, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's the market. You know, the NASDAQ is a subset of that,
right,
or a subset of the overall market. If that breaks, and we have a couple of internal models here, company models we use to let us know what the internal health of the market is. If the internal health goes away and we break that support, then we start a correction, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see a 400, 500 point in the S&P 500.
But that's not what you anticipate happening. It's what you're...
That's not what I see now.
Okay.
No, I'm seeing the market's coming down to support in the S&P 500, and people are climbing over themselves to try to buy it. And after, since February, now I'm seeing tech outperformance again. I'm seeing subsets of tech break out. Some of the tech industry groups are breaking out. This is the healthiest, from a leadership standpoint, this is the healthiest I've seen the market since February.
Well, that's great news. We like getting it. John, I have more questions. I just don't have more time. So we'll just have to have you back down the line to check in and see how it's playing out.
Sounds great to me.
That's John Kosar, everybody. He is Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. Asbury, A-S-B-U-R-Y, AsburyResearch.com, AsburyInvest.com, the websites to get more information. All right, we are heading for home on the Friday, June 25th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's Market Call time. Daniel Kern from TFC Financial Management in Boston will be here. We're going to be talking mutual funds and ETFs when we come back right after this message.